to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Before we get into this comic book review, I'm going to ask you for one favor. Subscribe to this channel. It really does help us quite a bit. Now the pandering's over. Looky, looky. Comic bookie. Can you see that foil? Shiny foil? Berserker. Numero tres. If you saw the reviews for number one and two, you know, we found out that this Berserker dude is kind of an immortal. It's almost like Highlander. If Highlander was working with the army, I guess, or military. So, you know, this immortal dude, we kind of, at the end of the other one, we kind of found out his past, his, you know, his mom and dad. They were way, way, way back. Some primitive tribe was just getting pummeled by all of the surrounding villages. So the chieftain and his wife, I guess, went into the sacred cave and prayed for help from the gods. And what did the gods give them? Berserker. My love for you is ticking clock. Berserker. So he is kind of impervious. I mean, it's shown that he takes damage, but he heals from it. So his dad is a little overzealous. Instead of just taking care of their enemies, he starts getting him to go, and they start spreading farther and farther out. And, you know, he tells him, you know, the kid's like, hey, why do they call me this Unute, or however you pronounce it? His dad tells him, well, it has two meanings, tool and weapon. So he's like, is that all I am to you guys, is a weapon? Is that all I'm good for? And his dad's like, oh, no, you know, you're protecting the village. But at one point, you know, when they start having to travel days to get to this next place to attack, he's like, you know, this is so far away. How are they a threat to us? He's like, his dad keeps glossing over. It's because they're so wealthy that they're a threat to us. They haven't done anything to threaten you. Why don't you wait until they're a threat? But he does preemptive strikes, you know, isn't it? His dad keeps telling him, you know, we need you to do this to save the village. And he had accelerated aging. He's really only been alive for 2 years, but he's already a man. So at some point, I'm guessing his aging kind of stopped, and he's just a killing machine. And his dad has kind of programmed it. And he keeps telling his mom, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be a weapon. I just, you know, why am I here? And he even asks his dad, hey, who is my father? Because I saw, you know, I guess he can see when he was his conception. He's like, I know mom was there. You weren't there. So who was this that is my dad? And you see this big old lightning strike. So his dad is obviously a god of some type. And, you know, then it flashes back to modern times. His psychiatrist is talking to him, trying to get him to remember. They're trying to get him to remember about all of his past because they want to try to locate where he's from, and they're also at the same time trying to figure out his DNA. My guess is so they can create more of these unstoppable killing machines. And she's talking to, I guess, her superior, and he's like, yeah, keep pushing, get him to remember more. Where is he now? She's like, he's on his way back from an excursion in Chile. And then it shows, you know, he's in the helicopter. There's some KIAs there, and he's telling him, he's like, hey, I'm sorry, they got too close to me. So I'm guessing he goes into some, you know, by the name Berserker, he probably goes into Berserker rage, and if you're anywhere near him, he takes you out. That being said, I'm still telling you, I think Berserker is a subscription. You need to subscribe to this. You don't want to miss it. They're selling hot off the shelf. Don't know if we'll have any, because it comes out, you know, Wednesdays. And usually by Wednesday evening, Thursday afternoon, they're all gone. Good story so far. Keanu Reeves tied into it. Obviously, the title character, kind of based on him, looks an awful lot like him. This is a really good story. Like I said, I don't know how much I would call it an original story because it's very reminiscent of kind of like a Highlander type story. But, you know, a Highlander with daddy issues who just his dad has turned him into a killing machine. Definitely subscribe. You will probably, I'm guessing you will see this made into a movie or a Netflix series or something. It's just way too made for Hollywood to not be turned into something on TV or on the big screen. So that is my review of Berserker number 3, written by Keanu Reeves and Matt Kent. The artwork is really good. Subscribe. It is really good. If you like this video, you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. Subscribe, man. It really helps us to with our metrics, and it helps us to make more videos like this for you guys for free. While you're at it, hit the bell icon, and you'll be notified when we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.